Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I just thought I'd do the Bang Hood bounce real quick to that little beat drum. Welcome to another installment of The Honey Suite. I am Miss La Crush Heart, a.k.a. the Super Fluffy Flirt, a.k.a. I Got This. No, I'm just playing. Anywho, it is December 11th. The second to last show of 2012 for the Honey Suite. After next week, we're going on Christmas vacay, New Year vacay, holiday vacay for 2 weeks, and then we come back brand spanking new for January 2013. We are having a holiday party. On January 1st, where all my hostesses, I should say, all my hostesses come together, and we're just gonna bug out and all that stuff on January 1st, and then the official season starts January 7th with the return of the Brick House with Brick Wilkes, and then we have my show for Tuesday, which is Honey Sweet. Then we have myself and Trinity Blake with Swinger State of Mind radio show and brand spanking new coming to Thursdays is The Warrior with Trinity Blake. It's going to be an awesome lineup Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Until 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central. It is going to be awesome. We are currently, I'm lying if I say we're working hard. We're working hard, but we're not working hard all at the same damn time. Like, how does that work? I don't know, but it does. And it's working for us, and hopefully everything should be up and running and co-aesthetic for the 2013 season. Well, it is a very, very, it was raining this weekend out here in New York City. I was real down in the dumps, like, ugh, so much rain. But I came to a couple of conclusions, if you will, epiphanies over the weekend about myself, about my relationships and my, I'm using my quote fingers, y'all, quote, friendships. I've come to a few realizations about a few things, you know, about a few things. So that was cool to be able to just, you know, work it out in your mind to think of something, to just put things in perspective, pretty much. It's something that's really, really good for you as a person. I don't know, I guess I'm growing up. That sounds funny coming out of my mouth. I guess my maturity level was just trying to upgrade or increase or something like that. I was trying to do something. I don't know. I didn't get that far. I didn't get that in depth. Anyway, catch me on Facebook.com/LaHearts, LaHearts. You can also catch the Honey Suite. Got a fan page and My Honey Suite, Facebook.com, My Honey Suite. Okay, so it is, what, maybe we have literally 2 weeks left of 2012. And lately, I don't know if it's just the thought of reality TV, but just lately, just things have just been so, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's just so backwards. Like, lately. It really has. It has been backwards. We had so much going on this year. I'm not going to get into all the, you know, dirty details or whatever. But I think I'm talking, and I don't know if y'all can hear me. I hope y'all can hear me. I have so much going on. I don't even know if y'all can hear me. No, I think y'all can hear me. That'd be fucked up if y'all can't hear me and I'm having this whole long conversation with myself. That ain't even cute. That ain't cute at all. Y'all can't hear me and I'm having this whole elaborate conversation with myself. That is just straight bullshit. All right. So, it's 9:05. I'm going to go ahead, take a break. Get some music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue this conversation that we're having with myself, because that's what I do. I talk to myself. No, I'm just playing. But we'll be right back after this brief intermission.
You ain't got a lie.
Welcome on back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss La Crush Heart, and you'll be tuned into another great, awesome, terrific, excellent, hyped, not so hyped episode of The Honey Sweet. Okay, so I got my Poetic Justice playlist playing right now. we start off with Sunshine Anderson with Lotta Kick It and Keisha Cole, I Should Have Cheated. Listen, I've been in one out of the two, so I've been, you know, with that whole Lotta Kick It song. She hit the nail on the head. I'm not man bashing. I'm totally not man bashing. So, men, don't get offended if you feel some type of way. The lines are always open for you to call in and share with us at 805-830-8320. The lines are always open for y'all. You can always voice your opinion. And shout out to London Russ in the chat room, chilling, illing, and occasionally thrilling. All right, all right. He had to come up with the rest of that point. Okay, so Lotta Kick It. Now, I can't speak from a woman's perspective on that. Like, I don't know if women are doing it, but I do know men do it, and they do it extensively. Like, you know, if it's just about the sex, my thing is just say it's about the sex. I mean, there is a way to finesse something. Regardless if you tell me you want to be my best friend and all that, when that's not the case, because your words are not going to coincide with your actions. So you just might as well stop talking out the side of your neck and just come clean. I'm at that point now because, okay, I have a gentleman. We've known each other since about, 2012. We've known each other about 5 years. Out of that 5 years, we've been, using my quote fingers again, we've been seeing each other for about 2.5, maybe 3 years, pushing it to 3. No more than 3. Now, he has, you know, and I've talked about this on other shows, but he has, you know, always, you know, set something up. Oh, we're going to go out to the movies. Oh, we're going to go to dinner. Oh, we're going to go here. Oh, I got you. I'm going to get you this. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm not stressing it. I don't need him to do these things. I really don't. But it would be nice to do these things. Like, I'm starting to fall out of interest, but I'm not. I'm just at the bounty line right about now. I really am at the bounty line because he's such a cool person. You know, I talk to him, he agrees, he compliments, he says all the things you want him to say, but it's just like he only says them at that moment. When he's, you know, when you need him to say, he only says at that moment. Then after that, it's just like everything is just thrown up in the air like a game of 52 pickup. Like his whole emotions, his feelings, all that, just like me reaching, and I have to reach for it. But when you're here, you're telling me the world, you know, and I understand, you know, G. I may have even fell for a couple of G's. I'm not even going to say I haven't. You know, I get in the mood too. Let's, you know, put that on the table. Women do, well, I know I do. I don't know about all of them, but I can only speak for myself. So when I'm speaking, I'm only speaking for myself. I cannot speak for everybody else. But I do know I get the mood sometimes. I need that get right. We talk about the get right, y'all. You know, and you just want that bodily interaction, that physical interaction, pretty much. You know, and if I felt so strongly about it, why didn't I say something in the beginning? And, you know, that's all good and dandy. But like I said, for the last couple of weeks, I've been on some reevaluating myself. The whole people are in your life for a reason or a season type situation. And that's what I'm at right now. Like, if you're here for a reason, then I need to see that reason. If you're here for a season, then I need to see that. I need to see that it goes, it doesn't go beyond that season, you know. So, and just put people in perspective, not put things in, put people in the situations and the friendships and the relationships, just put them in perspective. Because when they're out of perspective, it seems to be chaos for me. You know, and you're so busy worrying, I feel like I'm so busy worrying about if they have good intentions, if they're shady, if they, you know, if I'm not in their top three type situations. And it's really throwing me off of my A game. Because that's when the whole depression and all the other stuff start coming in. Because you start to be worried about what this person thinking, how this person feels about you. But like I said last week, and I say this week, I am content right now. This is the most content I've been during the holiday season. I don't know how long. I really am content. Like, it's like it doesn't, I'm not letting it bother me any longer. But I hate to think that if I do a drastic change, like a 360 change, then I won't be able to, then I'll regret, you know, like I don't want to have any regrets. Like sometimes I've purged my phone or I've purged my phone number, then come to find out there was somebody important in there that I wanted to talk to or I wanted to keep in contact with. So that's where I'm at. Right? That's why I need to put people in their perspective. You know, like, I mean, that's just me. Shout out to Rockwild, who just jumped into the chat. London Russ is in the chat. I'm in the chat. You can check us out at phonefantasyradio.com/honeychat. That's where we at right now. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Give me some feedback on what you think that I'm talking about. Men, you ain't got a lot to kick it. Women, you ain't got a front either. I know there's probably some women out there that do it. But men be going hard. And then you wonder why you can't be trusted. I mean, sheesh. They really do be going hard. Like, no, Ma, I ain't never been arrested. No, I don't do this. No, I don't do that, Ma. What you talking about? And the lovely line, the most excellent line that he tells me, I'm not like that dude. Don't put me in that category. Huh? Don't put you in that category. I ain't put you in no category. However, your actions may have put you in that category, but I didn't put you in that category. When I say y'all, that's only because you put yourself in that category. The things that you are doing, the way that you are carrying yourself, the way that you are presenting your case to me is the same way Billy Bob did, and Billy Bob was an asshole. So, therefore, if you're doing the same thing as Billy Bob is doing, then, you know, you're in that category of asshole. It's just that simple. Once again, I'm just putting things in perspective. That's all. It works out easier for me anyway when you put that thing in perspective. And I'm sure you do it. I'm sure men do it as well. They just do it on another level. But it's the same thing. You know, you don't go to every relationship with a open mind or your eyes wide shut, because it's just part of human nature. You know, like, what's that saying? First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, I'm just a straight up fool. Like, I'm not going to sit up there and keep going through the same path, you know, or situations or experiences, but with different dudes, with same shit, different toilet. Like, no, it doesn't go like that. Like, if anything, if I've learned from my mistakes, then I need to upgrade from my mistakes, right? Like, that needs to show in the choices I make. So if I see you have the same signs as Billy Bob, and you're doing the same tactics that Billy Bob did, you're lying about where you stay, you're lying about if you're in a relationship, you're lying about if you have kids, you're lying about how much you love me, you're lying about how much you want to be with me. And your intentions may be different than Billy Bob's. However, you're doing the same thing as Billy Bob is doing. So I don't see your true intentions. I just go by the experiences we have. So you and Billy Bob is just going to have to be in the same category. until you prove different. If your intentions are not like that, if your intentions are not the same as Billy Bob, then that needs to reflect your actions. And unfortunately, that's not reflecting the actions. So you can't blame me or get mad or get upset or huff and puff because you put yourself in the same category. You know, you only give them enough rope to hang themselves. Sure enough, they did something or they do something same as Billy Bob. Unfortunately, even though I have seen these experiences before and I know better, I still can't change who you are. I can't change who I am. You know what I'm saying? So even if I am attracted to that same Billy Bob character, then I know how to, I'm not going to say manipulate the situation, but I know how to counteract those experiences that you're trying to, that behavior that you're trying to show me, I know how to counteract to that. So I'm not really, you know, saying that it's all you because it's me too. And unfortunately, I can't control who I got to because I have a preference and a standard and so forth and so forth. But, you know, that's more of a personal base when it comes to my personal preferences and standards because it's like, you know, I have this checklist. And I think every woman has a checklist. And... you know, if we stuck to our checklist, we'll be single for the rest of our lives. We will. It will be only sex relationships, really, because nobody fit anybody's checklist. It really isn't. You've got to alter it some way, somehow. You do. You got to make compromises. There we go. You got to compromise on those standards. And I think everybody does that. Everybody. I don't care who you are, from celebrity to normal person to whoever, you don't get the whole 10 standards and 10 preferences. You compromise somewhere. I like my men 6'6 or 6'5 and taller, but I'll settle for a 6'2. You know, I like my men to work with a government job, but I'll settle for a blue collar. Like, it's, you know, if you don't do that, if you don't compromise, then you're going to be single. And there's nothing wrong with being single, but that's a whole other show right there, that whole single lifestyle. That is a whole other show because I've had some epiphanies about that, and I've learned some good stuff about that, too, as far as a single lifestyle is concerned. So that's a whole other show. But 805-830-8320 is the number to call. That's 805-830-8320. So tonight was not supposed to be about what I just blabbed on about for the last 15 minutes. Tonight was supposed to be about the celebrity lifestyle. Now, I'm not a celebrity. I don't know any celebrities. I'm just like everybody else. I'm only going by what I see. And, you know, it may be manipulated, you know, in a way, you know, it may not be the whole truth. But, however, there's always three sides to a story, but I only see one, and that's what the media wants to portray about this person. Now, my thing with the whole celebrity lifestyle is that the media is always portraying the negative aspect, the DUIs, the rehab, the court, the assaults, this, the, you know, you're seeing all this negative stuff, the eating disorders, you're seeing all this negative stuff about celebrities, but my thing is if you don't do it, there's nothing for them to report. It really isn't. If you don't do it, there's nothing for them to report. And it's like, I can understand getting in trouble once, maybe twice, maybe three times. I can understand that. But these people are doing some downright despicable stuff. And that's supposed to be, you know, they sign it off as entertainment. You're an entertainer. This is entertainment. And then, you know, they want to cry I'm only human. I'm not perfect. I'm only human. And what's killing me is that the millions, the multi-millions of dollars that you have in your bank account, the endorsement deals, that contracts that you have in your safe, the people that you have on your team to make you who you are, this celebrity, this brand name that you are, that makes you more than human. Because I'm human, and I don't have a schedule so on call 24/7. You know, like, and it might be unfair, but this is just something that was bugging me, because it's like, you know, when they get in trouble, they want to get on cam. They want to get in front of the camera. Excuse me, I'm the cam girl. They want to get in front of the camera, and they want to boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And it's like, really? But you got millions of dollars, so why would you knowingly get in a car drunk? Not once, not twice, not three times, but continuously do that. Knowing it's against the law. Get in court. Knowing they're going to try to make it. And it's crazy to me how these kids, okay, you know, it's your body, it's your life, or whatever the case may be, but when you put everybody in jeopardy, I mean, come on. I don't know. That's just, it's just baffling for me. It really is. Like, I don't understand how we still giving these football players and these basketball players and these baseball players and these, you know, we're sitting there and they get million-dollar contract. I mean, multi-million-dollar contract. I'm not saying no little 1 million, 2 million. No, they dishing out 10 million here, 32 million here, 8 million here. Like, really? So for 12 months, he gets 2 million. And it's not even 12 months, right? Because they don't be on for the whole 12 months. They're on for like half a year. They're on half of the year, they're off, something like that, right? So for half of the year, you're getting, for like 32 weeks, you're getting $2 million for that season. You know, you got a five-year contract. Like, that is bananas to me. But yet, they're doing all this stuff. And it's like, not even the stuff that we know of. Not even, and I mean, you got the endorsement deals on top of these contracts. You know, so not only are you getting $2 million for, not only are you getting $2 million for, you know, doing your actual job, but yet you get another $30 million for representing Nike. Another $90 million for signing with Vitamin Water. It's just baffling to me. Does that baffle anybody else? Does anybody else see that? But yeah, you've got this good old school teacher who's struggling on an educator's salary. I mean, really? Then, let's not even get into the taxes. Let's not even get into that situation. Let's not even bring it to the politics. I'm not saying every celebrity is like that, but the celebrities that they do point out and that you do see and that you do read about, I mean, your kids are following this. You know, they'll know a Lil Wayne song before they know their multiplications. You know, and it's just crazy to me. It's just baffling how we are so backwards in this situation. Anyway, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. About to play some music, and I'll be right back.
Flip on the CD player. I just want to inform you that you got somebody good. Quick to give. Must be kind. Never someone who sticks around.
Grammy Sessions. Coming to us for Pretty Boy Swag, then you've come to the right place for smooth R&B and today's hottest hip hop.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yes, yes, y'all, to the beach, y'all. This is Miss La Crush Hart that you're tuned into, La Honey Sweet. And I was just finished playing some music right there. This is part of the Phone Fantasy Radio Network. I should let y'all know that. We're talking about the celebrity lifestyle, but let me tell you, I just played two quick songs, Neil Sosik. And before that, we had Life Jenny, Must Be Nice. I got my Poetic Justice playlist en route today. We have Rock Wild and Russ, Rockin' Russ Rock, R&R, in the chat room with me talking about eating naked. And they're making sausage on George Foreman grills. All right now. Sounds good to me. Okay, so I'm sorry about that. They said it sounded choppy. My connection is really, really horrible right about now. So it probably is sounding a little choppy. I apologize about that. So, here's the deal. I have 225 on the phone. She ain't got a hand up, but she don't never have to raise her hand because I like to bring her on anyway because it just looks pretty to have somebody else to talk to and not talk to myself. Hi, Lady C. But then if she doesn't have a hand up and I say hi, she's not there, that does result into a problem. Doesn't look good, right? So... But she's there, though. Lady C is there, 225. I see her. And she is probably got us on mute. You know, she got like 10 grandkids, y'all. So Lady C is really busy there. Anyway, okay, so we're talking about the celebrity lifestyle, how they want to be, I'm using my quote finger at people, human. They want to be, I'm just human. I'm not perfect. But you're getting millions and millions of dollars for being perfect, right? That's what you're selling. Like, you got the perfect voice, you got the perfect clothes, you got the perfect hair, you got the perfect attitude, you got the perfect, like, that's what you are selling you. So if you're selling you and you're telling me you're not perfect, why should I continue to spend my money, especially when I'm in debt? I'm on a budget, especially when I got a mouth to feed, and especially when the government is falling apart. Like, the economy is falling apart. Why should I continue to invest in that? Why do we continue to invest in that? You see it, like, you don't like this person, mind you, you know, you're paying millions of dollars for their clothes. You're paying hundreds of dollars for their perfumes, their colognes, their branding. You know, you endorse these people yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving you my money, so why am I continuing to do that if you're going to come back to me and tell me you're not perfect? That's the thing. Like, my child idolizes you. You know, I idolize you, you know, so for you to turn around and tell me you're not perfect, and it's not even the fact that, you know, you're not human and you make mistakes, but the mistakes you're making, us normal people don't do. So why are you doing it? Because if you didn't have the millions of dollars, you wouldn't do that. So why are you doing it? I'm just saying. Like, it's not cute. But yet, it's supposed to be cute. Especially now we got this new trend of reality TV. I'm using my quote fingers again. Reality TV, 15-minute superstars coming in to the mix. Now I'm not even worried about the mainstream. I'm worried about the D-list now, too. The D-list got weight now. Snooki got weight. At the end of the day, Snooki got a fan base. NeNe Leakes, they got a fan base. These are people that Kim Kardashian got a fan base. Like, I mean, royal fans, too. So, my thing is, why not? Like, if you sit down and you think about it, like, I can understand having, you know, all you did was work, you didn't have no childhood, da-da-da. I can understand that, but nobody put a gun to your head. Nobody forced you to do any of these things. You chose to do it. Just like nobody forced you to get into a car over the drunk and speed down a runway over speed limit. Nobody forced you to sniff coke. Nobody forced you to stop eating. Nobody forced you. Nobody's forcing you to do this stuff. You chose to be in this lifestyle. So, I don't know. Am I left field with this? Nobody understands where I'm coming from. Nobody can understand where I'm coming from. Y'all can't comprehend what I'm talking about. 805-830-8320. I'm just saying, though. It's just general speaking. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about some people. I mean, you chose to do these things. You chose this lifestyle. You couldn't handle it. Or if you're in it and you know you can't handle it, I'm just not understanding how are they making millions and millions of dollars and we have our good old school teachers making $40,000 a year. How is there such a huge gap in between that? How is all our money going to entertainment and these people are considered wealthy or rich? How is that even possible? That's what I don't understand. That's what I'm not. Where do we see? It's not a tax write-off, you know. Like, so I'm not understanding how is society backwards like that. Interesting. Where does this money go? We know where it's coming from. It's coming from our pockets, but where is it going? Like. So you can ride in a yacht? It can't be going to too much clothes because you've got endorsement deals. And the majority of the stuff that you do get, they give to you. So you're not really paying that much for your clothes. And it's not that much fabric in the world. It really isn't. So I'm not saying, like, you know, we'll be better without celebrity life. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they should do away with celebrity life. And I'm not saying they didn't work hard for the stuff that they have. However, it just don't make no sense to me how there's such a huge gap. Why is not a teacher out there, a public school teacher out there making $1,000 a year, $100,000 a year, or something like that? Like, isn't our education worth it? I mean, really. And then, let's not even talk about the luck of the draw where these people didn't even finish high school or even finish college or even went to college and they got millions of dollars racking in. I mean, stacks on stacks on stacks. Sheesh. I'm just saying. Is it jealousy? Is it envy? What am I talking about here? I don't have the slightest idea. I don't know. It was just something interesting that just crossed my mind, and I just thought I'd make it into a show topic, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm okay, though. I'm okay. Okay. All right. So, we got 10 minutes to the top of the hour, and I really, really don't have any more to say, except that next year I'm going to have much more fun with the Honey Suite. We got a lot lined up with Phone Fantasy Radio all together. I'm going to be helping on, you know, the Brick House show. I'm going to be helping on the Voyeur with Trinity Blake show. I'm going to be helping on Swinger State. Well, I'm going to be co-hosting on Swinger State of Mind show. So technically, I'll be on Monday to Friday. 9 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m. Eastern. I mean, not excuse me. Well, yeah, some weeks Friday, but Monday to Thursday I'll be on, definitely, for those four shows that we have coming up. And Team Fantasy, which is Phone Fantasy Radio's, consists of Brick Wilkes, Trinity Blake, and the Crush Hearts. Three ladies. Because that's how we roll. It's all ladies. Oh, and Max the Cat, my boyfriend. He's my boyfriend. That's how I want to introduce him now. I mean, and he just yawned and showed all his teeth to me. Anyway, 805-830-8320. Everybody should have a boyfriend cat. Just saying. It's my first official tissue pet, and he's my boyfriend. Like, everybody should have one of these. If you don't have a cat, go get y'all a cat. Preferably a guy cat. They're not too needy. They're independent cats. I've learned that about him. He's an independent cat. Until he's hungry. Then he comes and he lays on me. Right, Max? Right. Until he's hungry or he wants something. That's the only time he talks to me. And then he'll come, he'll sniff my breath, and then he'll walk away. I'd be thinking he's trying to kiss me, though. I shouldn't be saying that out loud. But I did. Oh, well. Okay. So, what are we going to do right now? We're going to play music. Because that's what I do. Hey, hit us up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, at Phone Fan Radio. Like us on Twitter. That's PhoneFanRadio. Phone Fan Radio. Twitter.com. Facebook.com/WRPF Radio. So if I had cold numbers, that's what it would be. WRPF Radio. I know you're only supposed to have four letters, right? And then so we, and the W stands for we, and you have the letter R, and you got Phone Fantasy Radio. Get it? We are Phone Fantasy Radio. WRPF Radio. That's my call letters. That's hot, right? I thought of that all by myself. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. We're in the chat right now. Aww. Wow. Russ had cats. He said his two lived to be 20 and 21 actual years. They lived 21 years. Max is so agile. He's jumping around now. He don't want to sit to me. You know I'm talking about him. So they be understanding you too, because Max really do understand me. He just looks at me like I'm stupid, though. That's that bullshit. Don't stop looking at me like that. But anyway, I see Lady C is there. She got a hand up now. She's coming to join into the conversation. What's up, Lady C?
Hi. It's cold.
It's cold.
It's gotten cold out here.
Oh, it's kind of cold out in Baton Rouge. Is it snowing yet?
No.
It didn't start snowing? Then you ain't cold.
No.
You ain't cold
we
until
don't
it
get
starts.
No.
Right.
Well,
so y'all
okay, I say cold for us, but cool for up there.
Okay. All right. That sounds better. You ain't cold. You ain't getting
cold. We're in the 30s.
Oh, y'all in the 30s. So we in the 30s too, I think.
But no snow.
Oh, okay. We actually 42 degrees up here. In New York City.
Oh, okay. We go to up and down. So
yeah, it's been like that over here too. We just finished having a little rain for the last couple of days. And now it's nice and bright out and stuff like that. So
we had rain yesterday, and that's what brought the cold in.
Ooh, it's snowing there in London, Russ. London, across the pond, he said it's snowing there. Trini said it started snowing in Texas on Monday morning. She said it snowed a little bit while she was heading out. So I guess snow is on its way. Tis the season, folks. Tis the season. I don't know. Snow is not that bad.
No, not if you're used to it. But in Louisiana, they're not used to it. They get 2 inches, they go crazy.
Oh, my God.
They go to shutting down stuff. Like, oh, it's a lot of snow. It's just 2 inches. No. We're not driving that. Like, don't go up north.
Right. Don't ever come up here. You're going to be mad as hell.
What do you mean they driving that snow? I say, yes, you have to live if you stop driving.
Right, you got to go to work and all that.
You got to do everything. 2 inches, they shut down. They think 1 inch coming, they go to shut. Leave the kids at home, no school, they're having snow. Like, really? Go to school, it's just an inch.
They're not like us. They're not built like us. However, I say that and I laugh about it, but I can't fuck with no hurricane either. Like, you know, like that just threw us for a loop right there. That whole hurricane superstorm, not once but twice, last year and this year. We had Hurricane Irene, and then we have Hurricane Sandy, and it tore us up. We're not built for that. We are not built for that. That whole tornado thing. Oh, okay, come on, people, let's go down to the bomb shelter. We're good. You know, like y'all got a system for that. Like nobody had flood insurance up here. You know, like that is just, and it was devastating because it's like
nobody was ready.
Right, nobody was ready
for it.
Right.
Okay, what do we do now? And then it wasn't really a high category, which was, I said, what are they? I said, they're not used to it up there, so it makes a difference. Just like y'all not used to snow down here. When y'all complain about snow, feel the same way about the hurricane with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? So, oh, it's right. Only, I'm like, y'all saying only, but it's only 2 inches of snow, and y'all get crazy.
Right.
Because you go up north and tell, oh, we had 2 inches of snow, and we stayed at home. Like, really?
Right. I'd have been out doing the blizzard. I had to go to school. I'd have slid down a whole flight of subway steps. Like, y'all not even touching me with the snow. I got that. And I had a skirt on. So I had to wear a uniform to school when the storm hit. I remember that blizzard of 90. Was it blizzard of 96? I think it was. All I know is that I slid down a flight of stairs. I went, whee! All the way down the steps. Like, I really did end up falling down a whole flight of stairs. That wasn't even a cute look. But nobody laughed at me. Well, I didn't see nobody laugh at me. I laughed. I like, this is about a bitch. I'm going home. They do all that.
They didn't know what to say. They were outdone with me. She's not upset.
Right. I wasn't upset. I was pained. My butt hurt. It really was. My butt and my side was hurting for a while, for that whole week. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I ain't break nothing, so I was thankful about that. And then I lived in a basement apartment, and we got snowed in.
Okay.
So good thing they called. All right, good thing they called. Right, so 9 inches, please. Our door was literally covered with snow. Like, you open the door and it's like you see on TV, the whole doorway was just a pack of snow. And we was literally putting cans inside the snow. We was wilding out. We ain't not act about that till the little kids came and dug us out.
we can't get out.
Right, we got out. Right, they came and they dug us out. So we know about snow. We had Bertha come here too. Hurricane Bertha. And she
came.
You
know what you say? Basements. They don't have basements down here.
Right. So y'all wouldn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, they don't know when you say. When I tell about basements, they're like, "What? Downstairs? When you downstairs in the ground? Oh no, we don't do that."
Wow, y'all just got the first floor. Like, there's not even a basement. It's like a little crawl hole. Underneath it, that's not a basement. That's a crawl hole. That's called the foundation to them. It's a little crawl hole. Like, it's just enough space for somebody to crawl under.
Yes. If you're lucky. Some of them are just on the ground. There are a few houses upstairs, but no basements.
Okay, so let's see. It is 10:01 p.m. It's the top of the hour. I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna come right back to talking with you because I'm having fun.
All right.
All right. So, folks, you are tuned into the Honey Suite. Call us and join the conversation. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I am Miss La Crush Hart, and we shall be right back. I'm
said it's all I heard out of your mouth. And now you wanna walk away, boy, and tear down the walls in this house. You used to tell me sweet things, sweet things in the morning time. And all you do is hurt me and think that everything is fine. You better be careful what you say to me, 'cause it might turn around on you. You better be careful what you do to me, 'cause somebody might do it to you. Now who would comfort you when your ass was out of work? All by myself, taking little man to church. So quick to hang up the phone when I step in the room. Do you wanna turn it all around? I'm getting tired of playing fool. You better be careful what you say to me, 'cause it might. Somebody might do it to you.
The shoe
is where it was. 2 years ago, didn't know you had no friends. Wait a minute. Let me finish. 2 years ago, didn't know you had male friends. Off up in college, I found out you're still reaching out to some of them. Mrs. Busybody, you used to listen to me when you were down. Ever since I got laid off, you better be careful what you say to me, 'cause it might turn around on you. You better be careful what you do to me, 'cause somebody might do it to you. Now who gave you money when your ass was broke without a dime? Child, I made a mine. So quick to run to your friend and talk about what we do in this house, and then you want to play all night long. What the hell are you talking about? You better be careful what you say to me, 'cause it might turn around. You better be careful what you do to me, 'cause somebody might do it to you.
It's you, it's where it goes.
only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Crush Hearts back on the Honey Sweet. We chilling, grooving, relaxing. Poetic Justice remix playlist going on right now. That was Carl Thomas, What I Wish. What happened to him? Sparkle featuring R. Kelly with Be Careful. And we started off with Eric Benet, Spend My Life With You. I think that's, was that Faith with him? I don't know. Okay, so I have Miss Lady C calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where it is cold outside. We have London Russ also holding us down where it's snowing out there across the pond. And you got me in Brooklyn, New York City, Bed-Stuy, do or die. And it's cool here. It's a nice 42. I always say it's nice because the heat on. They finally got the heat popping out here. shout out to J Locks. Okay, so let me read what he just posted on my wall. He said, "Hey, LaCrush Hearts, what the hell is this ballooning shit you into now? I see nothing sexual in blowing balloons, but if you need some help with that, I have a blowing device strapped to my waist. It will help you achieve your desired result. It even helps you cool off at the end of your training by shooting this cool gel on your face. Just rub it in. I think it's really lotion." For somebody who doesn't see anything sexual with ballooning, yes, if you are my friend on Facebook.com, you've noticed I created a new album on my profile. It is called Balloons I Blow. And it's just showing you these really big balloons, like 36 inches and better. I'm blowing them up. You know, I got my good wig on, you know, got my little dress on, you know, just at home, blowing up these really big balloons. Even got a hose, like a little plastic tubing that you put on the other end of the balloon and you blow into it. Now, this guy approached me about ballooning. He said, there's people out there, ballooners, who are into watching somebody of my stature. You know, everybody know I'm a quote, my quote fingers again today. I've been using a lot of quote fingers today. SSBBW, a supersized, big, beautiful woman. And they have this fetish of people blowing, or, you know, people of my stature blowing up balloons. Now, I didn't take it serious. I don't take it serious. Well, I do take it seriously, but I don't take it seriously at the same time, at the same damn time, because, like I said, I don't see nothing sexual in balloons. And I blew up these balloons, and he took these pictures of me blowing up these balloons. It was fun and tiring at the same damn time. Like, I was really, like, I was really out of breath, Lady C. Like, wait, hold on, the room is spinning, let me sit down. And then you try to be sexy. You know, and then I got this big Kool-Aid smile on my face because I'm nervous. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I mean, I still play with them because the little girl comes over from across the hall and she hands me the balloon today. Like, here, blow this up. Like, really? And, I mean, I do get through it, but these guys want you to blow up big-ass balloons. Like, they, you know, balloons come 3 feet or better. I've had people...
Right.
Me, like, they've already put, I've had about 20 guys put in a request for me blowing up balloons, for balloon sets. That's why I took those pictures, because there are people out there who actually did hit me up and was like, I'll provide the balloons, can you blow them up for me, can you do hosing, can you do stuffing, can you blow the pop, like, this whole network out there. So I was like, you know, I don't know about anybody else. I really don't. But I know every little bit counts in my notebook. And if
right.
somebody is willing to pay $50 for a mini video of me sitting on my bed blowing up this enormous balloon, what the fuck? Well, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going to turn that down. Like, it's, you know... You add that up, you know what I'm saying? Like, two people is $100. And
right.
I only 20 minutes of my life. And only 20% of my air. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, the air is free. You know? I ain't got to buy the air. You know, like, that's what I can produce. So if they're going to pay me $50 for a 10-minute video of me losing my breath because I blew up some balloons, why should I turn that down? No?
No.
I'm saying... I'm saying that is that. This is the reality, the world wide web. This is our reality as far as being in this technical age right now. Like, we are. There's so many ways where I don't have to go and sell my body. I don't have to go and sell drugs. I don't have to. I don't have to do anything illegal.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? To make a dollar. Let me tell you. Like somebody always tells me, something is better than nothing. $50 is better than $0.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a dollar is better than $0. Like, so if I can get this, you know, even if, like, two guys a month hit me up, that's an extra $100 in my pocket. You know, that's an extra $100 for Phone Fantasy Radio. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Maybe we'll have some T-shirts next year. Like, so y'all got to sit back and think about it, ladies. You know, they're like, oh, I don't know if I could do the phone sex thing. I don't know if I could do the webcam thing. It's not going to hurt you. Nobody gets your phone number. You don't get their phone number. You're sitting on the internet anyway. You got a cell phone
right.
If you're on the move. You know what I mean? Like, you make your own hours. And you're just talking. Ain't nothing real about it. I mean, it's just conversation. If you're going to meet a gentleman offline, which most of us do, we meet gentlemen as far as, like, talking to them and stuff like that, why not get paid for doing it? You know what I'm saying? Why not do webcamming?
Right.
You know what I mean? Why not make a couple of videos if you're sexy? You know, we do that all the time. I look on my Facebook page, everybody in my, fuck it, Instagram models. Why not get paid for it? So, I'm just saying, it's something to think about. Not hurting nobody.
You're not.
So.
Well, there's also those people that like to bust those balloons.
Right. They want you to do it until they bust.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a show on HBO one time, they were talking about it. And they will have gatherings. They get together and they blow them up.
Yep.
And I blew it up and they blow it till it bursts and they be like, oh,
right.
Wow.
Exactly. And the whole thing with the holes is it's supposed to look like you was giving oral or something like that. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So... I don't know if y'all can hear me. Let me fix this real quick. Let me see.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm doing webcamming. You know, they're paying $3.99, $4.99, whatever, a minute, folks. This is not 2 minutes, 10 minutes. No, this is $3.99, Amy. I mean, you do the calculations. And you got a 32-inch balloon, and it's going to take you about 15 to 20 minutes to blow up that balloon.
Right.
And you're on cam. You know, you're taking these Instagram pictures with your phone. You know, there's a way they make your phone now. You could use your cell phone if you have Skype. And your cell phone bill will pay for itself. I mean, isn't that an investment?
Sounds like a good, legitimate job.
Right. And, you know, after a certain price, you can pay taxes on it, too. You can put this down and file taxes as well.
Right.
So, you know, they do, and, you know, if you have a home office, your bill, your phone bill, can be part of your taxes.
Right.
Your internet service is part of your taxes.
Part of your business.
Like, you can file on this because you have a home office.
Right.
So these are just things that you can file on. Your computer is part of your business. You know, you need a laptop. So, I mean, at the end of the day, this stuff will pay for itself. I'm just saying. It's out there, folks. You know what I mean? Like, the ability is out there. Oh, by the way, if you're looking for a date, you like the big, beautiful woman or the big, hefty man, or, you know, you're just looking for somebody to chat with, visit www.supersizesingles.com and sign up for a free account. It's free. make you a new profile up there. You can connect with Anani, exchange whatever. Get your date for the weekend. Have you something to do for Christmas. It's worldwide, so I need to go there. That's our sponsor, SuperSizeSingles.com. Sound like a plan, lady?
Sounds like a plan. It does.
So I have that's really up. Like, that's what I'm doing right now. I got the, like I said, I got the ballooning going on. I got the webcamming going on. I got the phone stuff going on. I got the different domain names going on. Like, you never know. You click on a domain name, sign up for an account. I'm never going to steer you wrong. You know, it's all good stuff. Help us just out. Every little bit counts, folks. Every little bit counts, you know.
Yeah,
because... Tone Fancy Radio is
expensive.
Huh?
Everything is getting expensive now.
No. There's a way of getting around it. There's a way of getting around it.
It's good.
Huh?
I say everything else. I mean, you got to eat, you got to live. And you
right.
want it to be legit. Don't go to, I just heard a friend, somebody I knew from up north got caught in Ohio with 5 fake IDs and 5 credit cards. They were shopping and getting money and all this. So, you know, you can do legitimate stuff. Don't.
Right. Well, I'm not going to put myself in jail. It's too many ways online, especially if you have a talent. You know, if you're a cartoonist, if you can draw, if you're good with computer skills, if you, you know, can make flyers, if you can, I mean, all this stuff can get you money because there's somebody out there looking for this kind of stuff. If you draw portraits, if you do photography, everybody's a fucking photographer now. Everybody. When I say everybody's a photographer, everybody's a photographer now. Like Noah. You can do
all this stuff.
You know what I mean? And it don't have to be expensive. You don't have to charge an arm and a leg. You know, and you can make you a decent living. Just got to know how to market yourself.
Yeah.
And provide good quality stuff.
So you do something that catch their eye.
Huh?
Do something that catch their eye and attention. You know, give your, when you name stuff and put titles on it, what you do, you know. Oh, I take pictures. But what, okay, I do fantastic photography. Something, you know.
You know, I can make videos. I can do YouTube. I can, listen, no lie, there's this website. Telling y'all all my little secrets. There's this website, www.fiverr.com. That's FIVERR.com. And basically, if you have a talent, whether it be you like to write, if you have a hobby, whether you like to write songs, whether you like to make jingles, make beats, anything like that, rap, you know, you can go to this website and you can sell your services. You know, if you do voiceovers, if you into this kind of stuff, you can sell your services for about, what is it, $5 a pop. And if you're good at it, you know, you can actually turn that into a business.
Right.
You know, this is a way for you to start off, you know. And once you get good, once you get your reviews up, you can start charging more. I'm just saying. You know, I don't have any special talent like that, but still. It's an option,
it's out,
you know?
There. Got to look.
Right.
It's out there.
And you have so many websites out there where you can get a free website done. They have pre-made sites, so you don't really need to know too much editing stuff. You know, so get your little fan page on Facebook and it gives you $1. PayPal.com. Except credit cards online.
And you good to roll.
There's things out there.
You just have to be willing to work it.
Right. That's all. It's everything I'm saying. You got to be willing to put the time and the effort in. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to be a billionaire by the end of the month, but you get what you put in. You get out what you put in.
If you're sitting at home doing nothing and you decide to do something, don't do something 1 minute and say, oh, I'm just not making it. You got to keep working at it till till people catch it. Like you say, you can start off with a little, and once they see you do it, they come looking for you. Hey, I heard one of your little beats. Can you do me one?
You know. Right. Totally agree.
Like you say, we want to see you blow a balloon up. Like, really? Really? And you realize it's an opportunity that's out there.
Right. And, like, don't knock nothing until you try it. That was my whole approach to it. I'm not going to knock it out there, even if I find it weird. I don't know about anybody else. It's no harm. It's no foul. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at home. Get you a P.O. box for a couple of months. Have them deliver the balloons to you. Or either you purchase the balloons and charge them the fee for purchasing the balloons. You buy you a certain amount of balloons. Like, listen, I got this, this, and this, and this. You can charge it. You can get your money back. You know, the more they want you to do. And you don't have to be nude.
Right.
Sorry, I'm a focal phone here. And you don't have to be nude. You don't have to show your body. You don't even have to show your face. You can put a mask over your face. So, I don't know. I guess those are just some opportunities out there. You know, I'm not Brandy. I'm not Beyonce. I can't sing and dance, so I got to find another alternative to be a celebrity.
What works for you?
Right. Shout out to the 910. Oh, somebody I haven't seen in a long, long time. Let's bring in the 614. What up, John?
What's up? No, hey, you make a good point. What's up, huh? You make a good point because, I don't know if I should say this, but you're supposed to have an account to get dailymotion.com, and you're not supposed to be able to get that shit at the library because it's X-rated. I got me a damn account, and I pop up videos and shit sometimes at the library, and you're not supposed to be able to do it, but there's a way around it. I'm not sitting. It's fun. You can get all kinds of videos and shit.
Oh, poor Russ. Russ said, I thought about being a male prostitute once, but then I realized I can't give it away, let alone sell it.
Poor Russ.
It's all about
Where's
marketing.
Russ from? Columbus?
No, he's in London.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to the 910. I think that's I think that's Swag, if I'm not mistaken.
You're talking about being famous, girl. Why don't you start your own ice cream?
My own ice cream?
Yeah.
I don't want to start my... He said, hello, John. He said, hello, John. That's what he said. Hello, John.
Russ
from London said, hello, John.
No, truthfully, honey, if most girls could do what you could do with pop cans, this world would be a better place.
Oh, gee whiz, golly. Right. Shit.
But I obviously ain't that talented. Well, no, my girlfriend might be. I haven't asked her yet. I don't want her to see my face. She might take it the wrong way.
Well, it's how you approach it to her, John.
No, it's easy to talk to her because I can talk to her in sign language. She don't even know what the fuck I'm saying because she's in the bedroom. She don't got a hearing aid.
I went and bought that electronic hearing aid. It works wonders, y'all, because I'm really in deaf. People be talking to me. People be talking to me and I can't hear them. I'd be like, huh? Because I don't know. It's like when people get around me, they start whispering.
What's the international sign language for fucking, man? You take and hold your finger, and you move it in and out of the okay, like, finger? I don't know what the hell that means, I'm pretty sure.
I really do have an electronic hearing that I put in when I get company over. What's that, a Bluetooth on a phone? I'm like, no, it's my hearing aid. I can't hear you.
Hey, I'll tell my girl, I'll go in the bedroom and tell my girl, no, you're not bisexual, are you?
What are you talking about, John? You got Tourette.
No, man, maybe I could, I could hook you up with my girlfriend.
No, I don't be hooked up with no
girl. Well, I need the money, man. I'm only,
I'm only
charging $50 a pop.
Oh, jeez.
No, you put a strap on and fuck the hell out of her. She ain't going to know I said anything. I'm only charging $50 a pop. You know,
oh,
I need some
goodness.
I need to go to the dollar store, get some cigarettes, some lunch meat, and stuff like that. For $50
a pop. Dollar store, cigarettes, and lunch meat.
Hold on, I'm going to go in and ask her.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. When did John get a girlfriend?
Hey. I don't know.
Right. We've been talking to John. We haven't talked to John forever. When did you get John?
My girlfriend's black. I told you.
Bitch. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No,
when did you get a girlfriend? How long y'all been together? How long y'all been seeing together?
2 years. What's the matter, cat? You got a cat, too. You could help me out with that because my female cat's in heat.
Okay.
Come on, man. What's the fun for?
It is time for me to take a break. I'll be right back.
Oh, no.
It's time for me to take a music break because John Wilding out.
What are you going
to
be doing for New Year's, man? Maybe we could come down, man, because I got some canned frosting I could spray on you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but I know where I could spray it. No, it ain't going to hurt you because I got a talented tongue. Your eyes might roll back in your head.
All right.
No,
I'll be right back. Let me see, John. Hold that thought. I'll be right back. You are tuned into the Honey Suite with La Crush Hearts. John from Ohio, Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 910, I see you. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. I just seen your hand up. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this break. You're tuned into the way. I said that already. 805-830-8320.
Just can't go on. We can talk, you know, we should be apart. Baby, I just can't do it. And sometimes it makes me wanna cry.
for learning sessions. From the tour for Pretty Boy Swag, then you come to the right place for smooth R&B and today's hottest hip hop.
Hey, you DJ! Yeah. Hey, you DJ!
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio. Welcome back, folks. I am Miss LaCrush Hart. This is the Honey Suite on the Phone Fantasy Radio Network. www.phonefantasyradio.com is the website. 805-830-8320. Press that one. That's the call-in number. Right now, I have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, holding me down tonight. And we also have the 910. I believe this is Mr. Swag. I don't know. I'm going to see. Is this Mr. Swag?
Yes, it is, the one and only.
What's up, Mr. Swag? How you doing?
I'm chilling, actually having a beautiful night. Just got in from basketball tonight, chilling with the boys.
Nice, nice, nice. And we also have London Russ across the pond chilling in the chat room with me. All right, so, Mr. Swag, we've talked about everything tonight. When I say everything, I was babbling on about everything tonight. And we had good old John from Columbus, Ohio, come in with his Tourette's. I swear that man got Tourette's, Lady C. what are your thoughts? I mean, you had a wonderful night. You chilled with the boys. What's going on with you?
You know, like I said, we just chilling, doing what we do, which is ball. Laid back, you know, it was
and
just
gossip. It was just another day in the hood. Tell everybody where you're from.
Originally from Brooklyn, New York, my hometown, the best city in the world, by the way.
Right. Don't let them hear you say that. Where you at now?
Hey, right now I'm currently down here in the 910 Fayetteville, North Carolina. Stand up. I love y'all.
So, I've talked about, like I said, I've been talking about everything from men to celebrity lifestyle to a little bit of everything, relationships to freaking weather in Brooklyn. You know, we're talking about the snow up here, the 96 blizzard and me falling down some stairs. We shared a little bit of everything down here. Lady C said she was cold up there. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So we talked about everything. So, you want to add anything to the mix? I really don't have anything to really ask you tonight. We've been chilling ourselves.
Let's see. Tonight was kind of good, though. I mean, like I said, everything in the hood was straight. Though, you know, I seen a couple ratchet people in the mall that was looking raunchy, you know, and I put them in a place. I was like, yo, you can't be coming into the mall wearing your pajamas looking like a hot mess.
Oh, yeah, you've been talking about that pajama thing.
Yeah,
you've been talking about that pajama thing for a minute.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, really? And then, like, you know, it's just people in general who don't got swag trying to impress women. I'm like, don't go that route. Just go to a female and be yourself.
Nah, I got this. Watch this. I know those dudes. Look, I know those dudes.
I got this.
We talking about two. You ain't got a lot of kick it. That's the first thing I started talking about tonight. Just dudes coming up with these elaborate stories.
Be like, yo, dude, you ain't even got to do all that. My dude, just go over there if you want to spit game to shorty. Be like, yo, shorty, I'm feeling you. Let me take with you for a minute.
Well,
honestly,
everybody ain't got that confidence. And it really is more to the game than that.
I know, but you got to keep it 100.
You got to keep it 100, but, you know, you got to finesse it, too.
True.
So, you know, they get the finesse part right. They just don't get the honey part right.
Hey, and not only that, if she does decide to give it up to you, make sure your sex game is good. Because if your sex game is horrible, I'm just going to roast you. I'm going to roast you. I'm going to say you need Jesus.
He don't care. Why would he care? He got his.
Right.
At the end of the day, like, you know, that's the chances we take, you know. Like, he got his. So, I mean, there's no honor among thieves, you know. In every sense of that, in every sense of that statement.
True, because at the end of the day, I know what's best for me.
So, it is about that time for me to wind down. This is my second to last show. Next week is the final week for Phone Fantasy Radio. But tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for Swinger State of Mind Radio with Trinity Blake and myself, La Crush Hearts. We're going to be chilling. We're going to be reflecting and just having a real dandy time. Then next week is my week of holiday parties. I'm going to actually be hosting a show on cam Tuesday and Wednesday, hopefully Wednesday. I'll be on cam Wednesday. I'm trying to see if we can get Trinity B on cam as well, which would be hot. Have us on cam. What else we got going on? That's about it. We're going to have the cams up. We're going to have, you know, our good tunes. So if you want to submit those request songs, R&B, hip-hop, spoken word, all that good stuff, hit the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Hit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the contact us tab. And let me know, you know, what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. You know, we got a free open mic, your orgy time questions, your relationship questions, you just want advice on a situation, looking for a job, you know, somebody fucking with you at the office, all that good stuff. The lines will be totally open. The airways will be open. You know, send us that email. We got you. We got you. That's what we're going to be doing for the rest of the week. What else is going on? January 1st, we're having a 2013 virtual New Year's party at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. All of us is going to be in the building. Brick Wilkes, the hostess of the Brick House show, will be in the building. Trinity Blake will have her brand new show, The Voyeur, with Trinity Blake. Will also be in the building myself. I'll be in the building. And then on January 7th, which is literally like a month away, 4 weeks away, we'll be starting a brand new season of Fantasy Radio. We'll be on air Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's how we're going to do it. We got politics, we got relationships, we got the swinger lifestyle, we got culture, we got exploration, we got discovery, we got all that going on. One big melting pot of sexiness. That's what Full Fantasy Radio will be representing next year. Just the melting pot of sexiness. You know, we are controversial sexiness. So we'll be talking about everything, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So stay tuned. Thank you for riding out with me, Swag. Enjoy your week. Hopefully you can tune in tomorrow. Phonefantasyradio.com/SSOM chat. Thank you, Lady C. Enjoy your week. Appreciate it. Thank you, London. Russ. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to give Max a big old sloppy kiss. Shout out to my boyfriend, Max the cat.
Hi, Max.
He just gave me the side eye. Anyway, folks, enjoy your evening, the rest of your night, and hopefully y'all join me tomorrow night, and you're going to have some fun with Trinity Blake. Should I remind y'all, she is in New York City. So
yeah,
we want to hear what she got to say about New York City, her first time here. All right, everybody, peace out. Adios.
Yeah.
Hasta la huega.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, see y'all good people in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks.
Yeah, my birthday's in 3 weeks, by the way. Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming. I told y'all, my show is going to be on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, album, album official date, the official date for the album is set January 13th, my girlfriend's birthday. Yeah.
I told you
I'd do it for you. Yeah, January 13th. Please go pick up about 10 copies of this joint. I'm throwing
Okay. All right, Swag. See y'all tomorrow.
See y'all. Follow my girl on Facebook.
Right, facebook.com/LaHearts and facebook.com/MyHoneySweet and facebook.com/WRPFRadio. All right, bye for real this time. Bye. Twitter,
bye.
At PhoneFanRadio, at LaCrushHearts, and I'm really going this time. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.